We are back, folks, and Ghassan Korban, Executive Director of the Sewage and Water Board, joins us to give us an update. Ghassan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noon. How are you?
I'm doing, I'm sure, much better than you are right now, my friend.
Very likely, yes.
So we just had the mayor in the press conference, and they talked about an issue at one of the lift stations. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, so this has to do with the wastewater that we collect from homes and businesses. So any water that leaves your house through piping, obviously through gravity, flows through pipes and get to about 84 pumping stations that we have throughout the city. And those pumping stations pump that sewage to our wastewater purification, treatment plant. So some of those pumps, currently we have 7 that are down and likely more to be down due to anticipated outages. So what happens now, the wastewater that's flowing against those pumps is going to start accumulating, and heavy usage without, obviously us pumping will cause backup and maybe overflows even. So we're asking folks to be very thoughtful about how much water they use until we obviously are able to bring generators, which is not likely to happen until after the storm subsides. So, again, 7 are down. We have about 13 generators that will be roving. Actually, now the number is up to 9. As I'm speaking to you, I was given a note. So, obviously, this situation is going to get worse and worse. So we will have about 13 generators that will rove around and just obviously pump sewage toward the plant, and obviously release some of the pressures and allowing people to obviously use water in their homes and businesses. So this has nothing to do with drinking water. This is nothing to do with drainage. This is all about wastewater.
Right, but when you run your water, that's where it all goes, right? If you take a shower, you wash your clothes, you wash your dishes, and that was the point. I'm glad you called to correct that. Ghassan, the way that the system is designed relative to these lift stations, are there some pieces of geography that are going to be impacted and others that won't?
Yes, naturally, the flatter where there's really no gravity, that's going to be much likely to have more backup sewer. But at one point, because of the flooding and just, again, the more impacted stations, you will have this issue all the way across the city.
Right.
So while it's starting in specific areas where the power now is out, that's going to continue to happen. So I would hate to delineate between flat versus where some gravity exists. This is going to be a universal issue across the city at one point, probably within hours.
Right. We also learned that Turbine 4 came on last night, which is on the drainage side, correct?
Yes, that is correct. That powers predominantly drainage pumps, as well as a few of our portable drinking water pumps. So this is very significant for us for both drainage and drinking water. So we're happy that we were able to bring it back online in time for the storm, allowing us to have 2 major turbines online, T4 and T5. And that obviously reduces our reliability on Entergy, which is likely to experience, as many of us know, that experience an outage, which is imminent. So we're in a better place today than we were yesterday with having T4 back online.
So as it relates to the citizens experiencing wastewater drainage issues, no need to call. You guys are aware of it.
We are aware of it, and we're asking everyone to be thoughtful about how much water they use for the time being. So obviously refrain from doing a lot of laundry. That's usually the largest consumer of water. You know, obviously running your dishwasher, taking long showers, any of those would contribute to obviously the higher volume, which we would not be able to handle at this point. Okay. So obviously we're asking folks to help us help them at this point.
Any other observations, final thoughts?
At this point, the general message is hunker down, just be safe. You will experience some flooding. Hopefully it will be limited to just street flooding. I mean, streets are designed mostly to hold some water temporarily, and we will do everything we can to pump that water as fast as we can.
No problems, though, thus far. We haven't had the anticipated rainfall that we've talked about yet, which is a good thing. They're saying that over the night it could get progressively worse, though.
That is correct. Obviously, the rain will intensify. We did not expect a lot of rain thus far in any intense fashion. But obviously, that's coming. And I think most of the rain is likely to happen after 6 o'clock and throughout the night,
right?
Well into the morning and maybe even into Monday. So.
Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the update. Best of luck to all of the folks that work.